Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome to, or welcome back to, Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and it is a pleasure to be with you this evening to share some of those wonderful strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge to ignite a spark in your life. Tonight, I am excited to bring some wonderful children to you to share about camp and the experiences that they have and why they keep coming back to be with their cousins. I also want to thank those of you who have sent emails and cards about happy anniversary, because it is today is our silver anniversary. So 25 years ago, 7 o'clock right now, we were getting married. So thank you for those well wishes. We appreciate it. And so we're going to spend tonight talking about Camp Hofner, what it is, and the wonderful kids who've been coming for a variety of number of years. We call it Camp Hofner because it is a week where cousins on my side of the family gather. My husband's an only child, and so I have 6 sisters, and our nieces and nephews have been coming for 15 summers to spend a week with us. We missed 1999 because we were moving that summer and weren't sure of a schedule. And so other than that, we've been doing this since the oldest girls were 3, and their last summer was 2006 when they were 17, the year before their senior year of high school. So I think at the most we've had 11 kids. Some summers we've had college students who would help us out doing different activities or helping us with the kids. And then for various other summers, we've had a variety of numbers because of softball or baseball or football. And so this summer, for a variety of reasons, we have 5 kids with us. And our son Alex turned 7 this summer, and he enjoys his cousins coming each year as well. And so I've asked the kids to share some things about camp with you, and I will do some summarizing at the end, if we have time, about how you too can have this kind of an experience with kids. And so the first question I'm going to ask is, I'm going to ask the kids to, when they answer the question, to share their first name and how old they are and how many years they've been coming to camp. Kids, you are on the air with us. So the first question is, what is it that you enjoy about your week at Camp Hofner?
Probably all the trips we get to take to, like, the splash pad and everything. And museums. We all love the museums.
Okay, and would you share your name and how old you are?
I'm Tiffany, and I'm 16.
I'm Jessie, and I'm 15.
I'm Skylar, and I'm 12.
I'm Austin, and I'm 7. I'm Spencer, and I'm 9.
I'm Courtney, and I'm 12.
And I'm Claire, and I'm
5. I'm Claire, and she's 5.
Okay, yeah, because she was a little bit far away from the phone. And so the first question, kids, and if you'd say your name again when you answer the question, I heard from a couple of you, is what is it that you really like about coming to Camp Hofner? Any of the rest of you have anything you want to share?
Is the next one about fun at camp?
Splash pad. I enjoy going to Decorah with the Dunning Springs waterfall and Spook Cave.
Oh, yeah. So taking the trips that we take?
Yeah. Those are always really fun.
And the funny moments that happen when we're there.
Okay, that's my next question, is what are some of, or at least one funny memory that you have from camp?
Where to start?
Just pick one. We only have 40 minutes.
I would probably have to say when Tom kept sitting over on the go-kart. One that sticks out in my mind.
And that was at Bloomsbury Farm when he was trying to pop wheelies?
Yeah.
Okay. And Tom, is my husband, their uncle, who for the beginning years at camp was just with us in the evenings. And then in later years, he's also taken vacation time to spend with the kids as well, especially as we've needed two drivers. Other kids, what are some funny memories that you have from camp?
You have to share.
Okay, you have to have the phone close because we can't hear.
They're all drawing a blank. Guess there's too many to think of.
There's too many to think of?
What? What's a funny moment? What do you remember?
Something from camping or something from playing games or?
When we had to rush out of the cave 100 miles per hour because Alex couldn't wait to pee.
Because he had to go potty?
Yes.
Okay.
We were going as fast as we could to get out of the cave.
What cave?
The spook cave.
Spook cave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you could pick one or two things that you really like to do when you're at camp, what are one or two things that you look forward to?
Museums. And, well, I don't know. What was the question? Things you look forward to.
Camping. I just really like spending time with everyone. It's not really, I guess, what we do or where we're going for me. It's who's all there and the fun that we have together. Like sitting and eating and coloring. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Jesse. Anybody else?
The corn maze was fun because we used to go all the time.
Oh, I love the corn maze.
And we'd get lost. And then we would cheat and go through the corn to the other lane.
Okay. Anyone else?
Anything else?
You have to talk.
What do you look forward to about camp?
What do you look forward to?
Seeing everyone.
Going on adventures.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Who was it who was telling me that what?
Singing songs in the car.
Singing in the car, yes. Some years we have themes. Other years we don't. We've had themes with recycling where we toured the Cedar River Paper Factory and learned about recycling paper. And other years we have had different themes. This year our theme is blast from the past or burst of a first. So we're doing some things that and identifying what's from past summers and what's new. As you're looking at some things that are new and different, especially for those who've been coming for a lot of years, what do you see as being the same about camp and what do you see as being different?
The same is probably going to bed late at night because nobody can sleep because we're all excited about how fun the day is. We just have to talk about it. And I would have to say another same thing is probably all the meals because usually we have the same lunches, usually just deli sandwiches or peanut butter and jelly. And then for dinner, we always have the huge meals that have every food you could imagine, like the food categories, what are those called?
Food groups,
all the food groups. And, you know, Melanie, you just always make sure that we all eat and drink enough water, and that has never changed.
Okay, anybody else?
You guys have to talk too.
Fun!
Fun's still there? Well, that's good.
We always travel. No matter, like, if it's far or not, there's always somewhere that we always go.
So you learn something new every summer?
Yeah.
Okay. We do usually some kind of creative imagination things, playing games or doing crafts.
Or decorating.
Decorating shirts, and I had to mention to the girls this year, the older girls, that their shirts didn't even say Camp Hofner on them.
We'll put they're a all CH about, down in the corner.
Yeah, they're going to put a CH in the corner. They're all about Edward, Bella, and Jacob.
No Jacob.
Oh, yeah, there's no Jacob and Dean. That's for those of you who don't know, those are characters from Stephanie Meyer's books, and her new book just came out, so it's been interesting watching the older girls share a book, because they just got it the night before camp started last weekend. So we have reading every day, and they write about their experiences. If you could also share something that you've learned at camp that you either taught your parents or that helped you in school, can you think of something that you've learned at camp?
Say what when someone says your name?
Yeah. I would have to say, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, you teaching us all about how the brain works and
yes.
Memory things that help us remember stuff and how not to think negative and always think positive. Never say don't look down because then you'll look down. And
if you say don't forget, you always forget.
So you have to say remember or look up and positive things.
Now, and I'll say yay, girls, because we do reinforce this for this 1 week every year. And Jesse and Tiff, I think you guys have been coming since you were three, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've been here now how many years?
I've been here 12. I've been here 11.
Wow.
And then Claire. Huh?
I said this is Claire's second summer.
Yeah.
You want to ask Claire what she likes about camp?
Not so you, Claire. What do you like about camp?
She likes going swimming.
She likes going swimming. What about Alex?
Alex, what do you like?
Claire said.
He agrees with Claire.
Okay. What about Skylar and Spencer?
Spencer, what do you like about camp?
Skylar, what do you like about camp?
Skylar likes everything about camp.
Well, that's awesome. We enjoy doing it because we get to spend time with our nieces and nephews and get to know them better. And for them, it allows them to build a very strong bond with one another as well. And that evolves into friendships. I mean, would you say that cousins are your friends too?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Tiffany is probably one of my best friends.
And I will say Stephanie.
I'm close to all of my family.
And what?
I'm close to all of my family.
Awesome. And Stephanie and Danny, who are in college now, are also very good friends. I think on the best friends list. Girls, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's so funny? I can't see them, I need to tell you, because I'm inside with a computer and they are out by the pool. And so I can't see what they're laughing about. But I will say that we do laugh a lot at camp. And we do have some basic rules that we follow, and we go through those rules at the beginning of camp every year. Could you each of you share one rule that you remember that we have at camp?
Always clean up. If you want to play one game and then you want to play another, pick up the game that you don't want to play.
Thank you.
Don't leave your suitcase open because your cat will use it as a litter box.
Yes, that's true.
Set a good example for Alex and Claire.
And all yes, the we do kids. Have the other kids to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch the talk louder.
Say, when someone says your name, stop what you're doing, look up, and say what?
Good. Anything else?
If you want to use something, ask to use it.
Ah, yes.
If there's
what
an
happened
emergency,
and what?
If there's an emergency, talk to an adult and not
very nice.
Yourself, like broken glass or something.
Yes, very good. So we don't have a lot of rules. We really only have about 7 or 8, including using positive touch only. Using good manners, please and thank you. I do recall when a couple of the kids said, you know, you guys say please and thank you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And we do.
Every year on our packing list, you always tell us to bring our positive mental attitudes and our manners.
It helps people get along better, don't you think?
Well, absolutely.
Good. Thinking about, you know, as we were looking back to the early days of camp when we started doing this, we were doing just some basic hangout together, crafting, because our kids were like three when we started. And now we have the age range from 5 to 16. And we've had that large age range. Well, it was 3 to 16 at one point. And so we've done a lot of grouping and letting older kids be leaders and in charge of activities and groups. We go to museums and trips. And we've also shared the chores. So when they were younger, we would do the cooking and the food prep, or our college students would help with that. And now as they're older, they take turns with setting up table, cleaning up, preparing food. They take orders for our sack lunches the days we have trips, and then they're responsible to make sure that we have those. We've had times where, oops, we forgot the snack because the person in charge of snacks forgot to look at the chart. Any comments about taking on more responsibility at camp?
If you don't do anything the first couple nights, you end up getting stuck with it like the third night, and they come up with a name like Cinderella for you.
It's always, so it's a nice thing, I guess as I've gotten older, you kind of learn that it's also nice to volunteer. And like the past couple years, I've noticed that we haven't really like made so much of a schedule like we used to, and a lot of the older kids have learned to volunteer to help with meals or volunteer to help clean up after dinner or something.
And that's awesome, because when we have a bigger group, then we have the schedule chart. But when it's smaller, and we really appreciate when kids say, is there anything I can do to help? That is awesome. And it makes camp a whole lot more fun for everybody. And there are still some little things that we find, like wet towels on the floor when people come in and I step on them. Or walking into a room where they think they forgot the rule about one game at a time. But for the most part, we do laugh a lot, and we have a lot of fun. I am going to give you the call-in number for those of you who are listening live. If you would like to call and either ask the kids a question or ask me a question about creating this kind of a tradition for your family, and the number to call is 347-215-8390. So you're welcome to call, or if you are online, to chat in a question for the kids or for me. And so taking a look at some of the other changes that have happened at camp, we would make take a lot of photographs. We would have at the end of camp, oh my gosh, 250, 300 pictures that we took during our 7 days together. And with the digital age, not only do we not share just the pictures, because now we take a lot of pictures, can burn them to a CD. We've also then asked the kids to write stories and about what happens from their perspective and choose pictures to post to a website. And so how has that been, kids, as you've looked at what you've done from camp on the Internet?
It's kind of cool. And it's also for our parents, too, so they can look and see what we've been up to and stuff. As you get older, you get the privilege, I guess, of typing up all the entries.
Oh, yeah.
And staying up later to do that.
And kind of taking some time off of that to get on Facebook and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they were younger, we didn't have to do it. I mean, if we had computer time, it was to play games. Now it's, can I check my Facebook? Can I check my MySpace? And so as they're older, they have that computer time in exchange for their work on the website. So they create that. And this year I think we'll have some video clips also on the web page. And so if you're interested in seeing what we do and would like to check out that web page, if you send an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com and ask for Camp Hofner, we can take a look at sharing some information with you. Because it's very easy to, we just tack a page onto one of our existing websites, and then we just share that link with family and friends. So, knowing that they're a little behind in their typing and their work, also it's nice now because with digital cameras, we can get pictures off phones and cameras from the kids a camp as well. So we have multiple cameras taking pictures of multiple things. So if we have, yesterday, Tiff and Jess went canoeing, and the other kids, younger kids, are playing in the park. And so
that
we were able to
fun.
Get pictures. That was fun.
It was fun. It was a blast. It was a new experience for us to go alone.
Yeah, it was. It was really
but
fun.
Me knowing what I was doing, and Jesse's like, what am I doing? What's my turn?
I had only gone canoeing once, and I did not use an oar. That was an interesting time.
That is definitely
the second we got out onto the water, though, we were going for a while, and I tried to get Jessie to turn. She didn't know what we were doing, and we hit the bridge.
Yeah, we ran into some sides and the beaches a couple times, but...
Oh, at least you didn't slip over.
Yeah, but apparently...
I think the only slip we've ever had was Tom slipping over with the pager and the cell phone and the digital camera all in his canoe, and it was as he was trying to beach it at the end. That was another fun moment at camp. I want to ask the kids, if you think back to all the different places we've been, can you think about one place that you thought was really cool or that you really liked?
Oh, that is easy for me. I would definitely have to say the science exhibit in the IMAX.
Which, and I will add that with the flooding in our area in Iowa, that the science station and the Czech and Slovak Museum we were planning to go to this year are closed. A lot of places that we would visit regularly, annually, have had major flood damage, so we aren't able to do that this year. And then also, unfortunately, they closed the IMAX in Cedar Rapids at the science station. So thank you, Jess, for the science station and the IMAX. I know there are four more kids out there that have places they like to go.
I enjoy Spook Cave and probably the Mississippi Riverboat Museum. I've been there like 5 times, and I'm still really excited to go again.
Okay.
That would have to be mine, too, the Mississippi River Museum, just because the otters.
Okay, whoever's talking needs to have the phone closer.
That was Courtney. Would you like to say that again?
I like the Mississippi River Museum. I like the Mississippi River Museum because of the otters.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Skylar, Spencer?
I really like the Motorcycle Museum or whatever we went to the last year.
Oh, the National Motorcycle Museum in Anamosa.
Thank
cool.
You.
When we went to the museum, when we saw the dinosaurs.
Claire likes the museum with the dinosaurs.
Okay, and what about Spencer?
At the science fair, those mirrors that made you look skinny and then fat and then tall.
That's
yeah,
the science station.
It's fun. Yeah, we really missed the science station this summer. But we are going back to the Mississippi River Museum. It's been a couple of years since we've been there. And so we do try to rotate around those places that we, that's about an hour away. And so we do travel usually within an hour to an hour and a half or so. We go to Decorah where we used to live every couple of years. This would be our year to go, except with it being our anniversary. And Alex is giving us an anniversary picnic on Saturday. So it made more sense to make a different loop. So we're going to Decorah next year. So we've got some traditional places we visit in Decorah, like Dunning Springs and the Trout Hatchery. And we go camping there.
Oh, Fish Hatchery! I love that place.
Getting to feed the fish.
They're in the same tournament, open it, and then throw the food to fishies, and then they'd have a little parade. Hello?
All I heard was something about a parade.
Courtney, yeah, you need to speak closer to the phone. Oh, sorry. All right.
Did you want to repeat it?
Well, I remember the fish hatchery because you'd put a quarter in the thing and you'd get some fish food, then you'd throw it in there, and then they'd have a frenzy.
Oh, yes, then they'd have a feeding frenzy. That's true. So, yes, a lot of fun places that we like to visit there. And then there's camping, and we have some really fun and interesting camping stories. What's one of the fun camping memories that you have?
Oh, gosh.
Camping at Walmart.
Where do we begin? We've gone camping a lot. I remember laying awake in the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep because of the ground and listening to Tom snoring in a weird pattern.
Well, and I said you could come over to the other tent and just wake him up.
No, it was in the same tent.
Oh, my. Yes, now yeah. Depending on the size of the group, we will have multiple tents. Okay, so
this morning. It's a big two-room tent.
Oh, yes, that was the year we had the two-room tent. What other camping fun stories do you want to share, kids?
Oh, one just popped in my mind about Tiff and I trying to make a fire pyramid with...
Oh, yeah, it didn't work so well.
It did not work at all.
And that was before we had Boy Scouts in the group. We had Boy Scouts who bring some new skills to the mix. And we do cooking out. And this year we're doing something new for our supper. We're making pita pizzas over the campfire.
I'm really excited for that, actually. I've never made those before.
Made what?
Pita pizzas.
I'm really curious on how they're going to taste.
Yeah.
Like pizza.
Hi.
Ask Alex, because he had one on our last camping trip with some friends. Alex, how were the pita pizza pies?
Alex, how were the pita pizzas last time?
Good.
She says they're 5 times better.
Alex, do you have anything to sit over there?
Yeah, thanks.
Melanie.
No go.
No? Melanie.
Yeah, go to the door.
Oh, yes, the kids just popped in. I'm sorry, my phone just disconnected magically by itself. Go figure. We love technology when it works, and we're surprised when it doesn't work. Because all of a sudden, they're like, whoops, what happened? Are you still there, kids?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, good. Yeah, if it happens again, just keep talking about camp, and I'll dial back up, and we'll keep going. So I missed the last thing you said about camping stories. We were talking about pita pockets tasting good.
Yeah.
Any other camping adventure stories? Oh, do you remember the one where it was so cold and we didn't pack enough blankets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. It was like 45.
Setting up tents is always an experience.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody helps.
One night, I had my 20 questions, and while we were trying to sleep, I don't think any of us could sleep, so it was Eric, Jesse, and I, and we all stood up and played 20 questions.
Yep, I remember that.
So we do try to make the outdoors and learning about the outdoors and the camping trips a fun adventure as well. We have about 15 minutes of the show left, so if you've tuned in late, you're welcome to give us a call at 347-215-8390. So, kids, is there anything in particular that you would like to tell people who are thinking about doing something like this for their family?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's a good experience, and the kids will definitely love it. And make sure you have a lot of water bottles because people tend to lose them a lot.
And make sure you have a lot of people in your family.
I suggest people to do it. It's really fun, and like I'm so glad that I had the experience. On the way to this year, my mom actually asked me if I was going to do it when I got older for my nieces and nephews. And granted, I have only one sister who probably may or may not produce a child. It might be a little difficult for me, but if I had a big family, I would definitely do it. It's a great experience.
Thanks, Jesse. Anybody else?
I'd have to say go for it. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to get to spend more time with your family and just to do a lot of things that you normally wouldn't do on any random day. Because I don't think Jesse and I were planning on going canoeing until we kind of looked out on the river and we're like, hey, it'd be a good idea. Let's see if we can go.
Yeah.
And so we ended up going by ourselves, and it was a lot of fun.
It's a great way to be with each other. Like, I know a lot of people who aren't close to their family, who don't have friends in their family, but, you know, some of my closest friends are my family, and camp really helps with that, just to kind of get away from everything else and just spend time with family and just have fun and just being together. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a good point, is the combination of having a schedule, which we always have to adjust with Mother Nature, because we've had some summers where it's been in the 90s and heat advisories every day where we couldn't be outside, and we had one summer where it rained every day of camp, and this summer we had one super hot day, but the rest of the week's supposed to be in the 70s and really beautiful weather. So being flexible as well as being scheduled is a good balance, and you can do it with just a few kids, too. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's more fun when there's a lot of them, and they all sleep in sleeping bags on the floor, although the oldest girls are excited now because they're the oldest at camp, so they get Alex's double bed.
Yeah.
They're very excited about that. And so it's definitely an adventure. How about the rest of the kids? What would you tell other people about having a camp for their family? Do you think it's a good idea?
For your family, it's a good idea.
It's a really good idea. It's a really good idea because you get to see your family, you get to do fun things.
Courtney, come on, that's all.
Anybody else?
Anybody else?
About thinking that Camp Hoffner is a good idea for the camp family?
Like just any
well, camp. I guess we don't have to call it Camp Hoffner,
yeah,
but
you can call it like whatever you want. Like Mel's like last name, and we just like had fun with that one. So we just like, hey, it's Camp Hoffner 08.
Yeah, it actually took me a long time to realize where the name came from. But you know, that's just because sometimes my mind can work a little slowly.
Yes, and we do laugh with you about that. The other thing that's interesting is that it's a way to teach lessons that they learn when they don't even realize they're learning. They learn while they're having fun. And like they said, they may not go to museums with their families just because. But when we go to camp, they go to museums every summer, different kinds of museums. We've been to art museums and history museums, and like Skylar said, the National Motorcycle Museum. So we try to give them a variety of experiences. And, of course, I just talked about Skylar, who stuck his head in the door. But, yeah, we do a lot of different kinds of activities. And we did magic one summer where the kids put on a magic show at the end of camp. And so, again, it's giving them new experiences and giving them a chance to do new things, as well as just to hang out and be together, play games, read. One of the new things that we gave them this summer was they're in charge of the decorations to help Alex with their anniversary picnic on Saturday. They haven't done that before. So we try to have some things that are tradition, like the menu, because we ask them to vote for what they want to eat, and the same foods usually come up. And we do focus on nutrition, and we serve fruits and vegetables at every meal and healthy snacks and absolutely the water. So it's a great way to reinforce nutrition, health, and learning, and you can laugh and have fun in the process. And so it was great to hear them talk about the different things that they've learned about their brain and learning and drinking water. And so some of the things that you've heard in past segments of blog talk about putting it in your body and 10 healthy foods, those we taught those kids a few years ago when we were at the Herbert Hoover Memorial Museum in West Branch. We had a picnic and taught them about some memory strategies to help to remember things. Jesse, will you talk about that a little bit? Because you shared a story with me about that.
Sorry, what?
We were talking about the memory strategies.
One that you taught us. I of course, always remember parts of your body to help remember things.
Like foods for your brain.
Foods, yes. Like smushing blueberries on your forehead and salmon flipping around on your chest
and nuts on your shoulders and two bananas for your hips
and two scoops of frozen yogurt and tomatoes squishing under your toes and
you have olive oil,
whole wheat, two slices, spinach leaves,
and broccoli on your stomach.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job, girls.
What is that? What?
4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And Jesse, you were talking about, did it help you in school?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like, it definitely helps with, like, kind of studying materials and, like, just remembering to stay positive always helps, too. Like, I just remember when you told me how when you don't in front of something, then your brain kind of makes you do it. Like, when you're on something high and people tell you don't look down, then you are going to look down. People say look up, then you're not automatically going to look down. So if you're saying I'm going to fail this test, then, well, you don't have much hope there. But if you say I'm going to do my best and see what happens, you know, and study hard, then staying positive always helps.
Good. Any of the rest of you, anything that helped you?
I think most of them might have wandered off a bit, but there's a couple of us still here.
Yeah, I know. They're out by the pool, and they said, I'm coming in to change, so they're changing. Shut it fast. There you go. Because, yeah, I will ask them a question at the end. We've got about 8 minutes left, so change quickly, because I will ask you a question at the end of the show.
Skylar, what kind of, like, memory things that Melanie taught you helped you out?
Skylar, man, he was pretty young then. I think he might not have, I think he might have been playing.
What?
Is there anything you learned at camp?
No,
Skylar, was there anything that you learned at camp that has helped you in school?
Being positive.
I like that. Thank you. I'm trying to look at my list here to see if there's anything else that I wanted to ask you. Why is it that you choose to come to camp?
Oh, it is so much fun. It is, and we have a blast, and I think we like to stay up and kind of read some more at night.
Yeah.
And just, like, our texting thumbs. I'm pretty sure our thumbs aren't tired or anything, but they're still in pretty good shape.
It's a lot of fun, like, especially when you're so close to your family. Like, Tim and I, when we aren't laughing, we're sleeping. We're always together, and we have so much fun, and there's no stopping us when you put us together. Like,
oh, yeah. I don't think we've left each other's side the whole week yet.
Yeah.
And when Shelby's here, so there were several cousins who couldn't be here, and Shelby and Jesse are the same age. And so the years that we've had them, Eric is a year older, Tiffany, or is the same age as you are?
Yeah, he's a year older.
He's a year older, so I thought he's going to be a senior this year. And Brandon is Skylar's age, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Along with.
So those three, Brandon, Shelby, and Eric, are from Missouri, and they weren't able to be here this summer. But, yeah, you throw Shelby in the mix. I'm telling you, watching those girls, as they've been texting like crazy women. And I did have to say last night, I've told them that you can say your mean Aunt Melanie won't let you text during dinner. That was last night, because I wanted to have a conversation with them while their thumbs are frantically flying on the phone. I'm like, just tell them that So I haven't had to take their phones yet, but because they respect is important. So, you know,
that
we joke about.
You get Courtney to help
was
you?
What?
You did take my phone last night, though.
I took your phone to be funny, because it really was your turn to do cleanup. So I just thought that would be kind of fun because she came out to get her phone. We had a picnic on the deck, and, well, her phone wasn't there. And that's hence the name. She felt like she was being Cinderella having to do the cleanup after dinner. So that's why we were calling her Cindy. So each summer there's some joke or some entertainment that happens, and it varies from year to year. And so we have about 5 minutes of the show left. Kids, in the last few minutes, what is it you would like to tell people who are listening? Because Angel, who's been helping us in the past, will be listening. Carrie will be listening. So we've got, in our last 5 minutes, what would you want to share with people about camp?
It's a blast. And when we were young, Carrie and Angel, you guys really helped Mel keep things in check with all the little crazy kids running around,
yeah,
and making noises and fighting over our games when we didn't sleep through our nap time.
Yeah, they just made things so much fun too, and it's Like, they're so great with all of us and so much fun to be around. And I remember Jungle Jim John.
Yeah.
That we had, or Jim. Was it John or Jim?
It was John.
It was John.
And Brother Jared.
We all climbed on him. I mean, it's just, and it's awesome that you could have them, too, to help you out. And because they helped you, you know, we became so close to them as well, spending a week with them and bonding with them, too.
Right, and doing different activities, like Angela did puppets. You made sock puppets with her.
Oh, wow, that was fun.
Yeah, and Carrie Gino helped you do tie-dyeing shirts in the park with spray bottles.
I actually still have a letter that she wrote all of us at the end of camp. She wrote a little letter to all of us, and I think that's still hanging up on my bulletin board at home.
Oh, awesome. Anything else that you'd like to share before we close the show?
There is just so many memories you have out of this, and Jesse, I think she goes home with so many pictures that I don't know which one she uses for her scrapbooking, but there's so much to choose from. And I think the whole family, like, gets a kick out of it because some parents are like, okay, you can take them for a week. We can sit at home and not have to clean up after them, and you can do all the work for us. And we come, and we actually clean up our messes here.
Well, some of the older kids do, I guess.
Yeah. At home, I think I just throw my stuff around, and I'll pick it up when I get to it.
Yeah. My mom also was saying how she doesn't know how you do it. How you get your week of vacation, but you take so many kids into your little house and deal with all of them, you know. Usually people just, like, get the kids out of the house and let me be, but you just welcome all of us, and you're so amazing about it. Like, anything, any tears that are shed or anything, you're just always there to fix it and there to make everyone feel better.
We had our boo-boo bunny.
Yes, we have a
boo-boo bunny. It's an Easter egg full of ice.
Oh, I remember him.
He's still in our freezer.
Oh, really? I remember him.
Anything else? Well, thank you, Jess. And that's true because my sisters would say, you are crazy to take all these kids for a week. And I said, well, you know what? We've got some rules. We've got a schedule. And enjoy being with them, and after a day or so of getting used to the rules, we're good for the week. And we may have to have one or two timeouts a week, but that's very rare. So we
that's
are glad
so
to
true.
Have you.
And it is a lot of fun. Like, Tiff and I already have, like, 2 pages worth of
quotes and,
like,
jokes
that we, like, just funny stuff that's happened so far in the week, like, in our notebooks. Just, there's so much that happened already, and it's so much fun.
Well, I'm glad. Anyone else want to add anything in our last minute?
Bye-bye, Dr. Martin. Anything else you want to add?
No. I think we're all done, Sally.
You think you're all done? Is Alex still outside, or did he come inside?
Alex is out here.
Oh, would you ask Alex how he feels about his cousins coming to his house?
Alex, how do you feel about your cousins coming over? Good. He feels good about it.
Okay. Well, I would say thank you so much, boys and girls, for sharing on the show tonight so people could hear about your experiences. And for those of you who are listening to the archives later, again, if you have any questions about hosting a weekend or a week with nieces and nephews, please send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. I'm happy to connect with you about how we do this. It's definitely a week of love that we share. Love and laughter and learning are our 3 L's, and we do a lot of that. And we are very grateful to my sisters, my brother-in-laws for sharing their kids with us for the week, and we're excited the kids want to keep coming. That Jesse took a week off of work this summer so she could be here with us, and we hope that they continue in the years ahead to come and spend time and learn and laugh and travel and just have a wonderful experience together. So thank you all for sharing your insights tonight. And please bookmark this page as a favorite, invite a friend. And hey, we appreciate any comments that you want to share as well. So as we close, as always, stay safe, until our next show, and watch for guests that we'll be bringing to you. Have a great week. Stay safe.
I could go home.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.
Yeah. We ran over just with the outtake. Oh, my ears.
How long minutes did you have?
45. We're done.
That was 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time.
I think I got Brian's tech or go home on the end.
They all kept leaving. They did.
They all just kept like walking away and stuff.
Well, each other, and they were all fighting. And I'm like, oh my
God. Well, and then they weren't holding the phone because I could hear you two just fine. But then when the other kids are like, they see out in the distance.
Yeah.
Well, Spencer came in to see what the screen looked like, and Gabby came in to see what the screen looked like. And so yeah, when you have the phone, if you weren't talking into it, it's going to be hard to hear you. But this is what I wrote. I said, as Art Linkletter discovered many years ago, kids say the darnest things. My guess is we've got kids who attend Camp Foster every summer, learn what they take away from the experience, why they come back, and how you can create a family tradition like this too, and enjoy some laughter with us. So good job, girls, and we'll laugh.
Yeah.
All right, now, here's how, this is the easiest way to find it. You can go to brainfinancer.com.
All right.
And then just click on the link.
I think you added it in my favorite, so I humped in too. Okay.
Yes, I think I did. So you did. But what you can do, we'll see, it should be up. And you want to go to might not be there quite yet. I have a wet sit on my leg.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She was like, I want to change. Hold on.
Well, she came in. Not even sure if you heard me say that.
No.
Because a lot of times, if I don't, even when I have my headset on at home, I usually don't use Bluetooth, but I like it better. But Alex will come in, he'll be talking to me, and I'll ask, okay, excuse me, and I'll ask a question or something, because it's just like, right, fine. Okay, where is it? Archive segment, Sparks from Camp Hoffner Kids. Here it is. And then, so you guys can go ahead and give it a rating. Ooh, there were four callers, so we had three people listening. Oh, two people, because you were one caller, I was one caller, so two other people were calling.
Oh, who?
I don't know.
It doesn't tell you?
And then the line never lit up. It didn't refresh. So I don't know if Shelby called or Stephanie called or Danny called. I never saw the phone light up.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be texting you saying, hey, guys, we were trying to call.
Steph texted me today. I just got home, sorry, like
oh.
A little bit ago.
Okay. All right, so let's go the other way. Let's say four callers. And I've had that other time, too, where it's shown more callers, but hasn't shown. Yeah, because I'll have to tell Tom it never refreshed, because I kept looking, and the only phone number was there. You know what? I didn't manually refresh it. So, okay, let's go back a different way. So here's the way you can find it.
Hi, this is Melanie. How may I help you? Hello? Hello? I get dropped it. No, I'm still showing connected. Hello?
Hop up real quick.
They're still there.
They might be able to hear you.
Oh, well, that's true. They might. Yikes. Well, because I think I turned the Bluetooth off. Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?